Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Mariota throwing it open is Terry McLaurin. They wanted the deep shot. They got it. And touchdown, Washington.
Or did they? They did not. Seemed like they did. Maybe they had a different angle. They ruled Terry McLaurin down at the one. Jacory Kroski-Merritt plunged into the end zone two plays later. For a touchdown, McLaurin did the heavy lifting. Commanders, big winners. That was Chris Myers on the call on Fox as we welcome you back to Grant and Danny, presented as always by the law firm Kondorian Murad.
Estate planning, elder law, real estate transactions, probate administration, their attorneys are always there to protect you and your family's assets. Schedule a free consultation with their team today by visiting kmlawyers.com and be sure to let them know that we sent you. That's kmlawyers.com.
So I told you that I had a crazy Dorrance Armstrong stat for you.
What was that?
We are three games into the NFL season, right? So we're now talking about being right around like 17% of the way down this year, believe it or not. Dorrance Armstrong is leading the NFL in both total pressures and pressure rate. 25% of his pass rushes have resulted in pressures through 3 weeks.
How about that?
These are categories normally led by guys like Myles Garrett or Micah Parsons or Max Crosby. And those guys are high on these lists, as you would predict. But Armstrong, who has three sacks through three games and is on pace for 17, who has had a nine-pressure game going back a couple weeks ago to the Giants opener, leading the NFL in total pressures with 18 and pressure rate at 25% through 3 weeks. We said all offseason, it's going to have to be pass rush by committee. They're going to have to dial some things up, and they certainly did yesterday with blitzes. Bobby Wagner had a couple sacks coming from the second level. But Armstrong has been fabulous in the early going, and I think it's mostly happened very quietly. Hasn't been a ton of fanfare to come with it, but he is playing his butt off right now for Joe Witt and Dan Quinn.
Because there hasn't been that, to your point, that sack, fumble, you know, scoop and score or kind of crazy play. Just as you said, very workmanlike. Getting him off the field on a third down here and there. But he's noticeable, man. Like, and they're doing a good job of, you know, not overworking anybody on that defensive line. It's a rotation. They're sort of doing hockey shift style. And everybody's been able to give their best. And everyone's pulling the rope. He's been really good for a while.
All right, I'm setting a timer in 120 seconds, in 2 minutes. I am going to get back into the Commanders' win yesterday because I want to talk about their running back usage and the changes to the O-line. But very quickly here on this Monday after a game, the Nats took back-to-back games from the Mets yesterday, over the weekend rather, but the second straight was on Sunday. And in that game, Jacob Young made two unbelievable catches in center field, one where the ball goes off of his glove as he crashes into the fence and he hacky sacks it, kicking it as it's about to hit the ground, back up into the air to catch it. And the other where he actually goes over the wall to rob a home run. But what's funny about this is the Mets are now tied for the last wild card spot. And there's a very real possibility, because they're going into a series now with the Cubs, the team they're tied with, the Reds, goes into a series with the Pirates, that the Mets could miss the playoffs. And a big reason why is going to be their losses down the stretch in a couple series against the Nationals, including back-to-back losses over the weekend. Yesterday, you know, all their media and their fans were making fun of Jake Irvin's ERA and how he had pitched all year long, and then he goes out and shoves. Then they go to Mitchell Parker, who pitches 3 2/3 innings. The guys with the, quite literally, the two worst earned run averages in baseball as starters this year were the two pitchers the Nats used to beat them on a day where Jacob Young had two ridiculous catches. If the Nats keep the Mets out of the playoffs, you're going to look back at that game, and it's going to be Jacob Young who did it.
Mets folks are apoplectic. A couple of my college teammates were livid in the chat yesterday. Livid about it.
So funny to me.
Yeah.
And it's kind of what we're reduced to now. It's what we care about, right? That's what
we're already down. If we can ruin your thing, oh, let's do it.
The other thing is the Caps played their first preseason game yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Can you believe that's happening already? We're already here. Four goals in the first period yesterday for the Capitals, including two from Sonny Milano, who missed the majority of last season with an injury, and one from Hendrix LaPierre. LaPierre is a really, really important player this year. Connor McMichael, Alexi Protas last year made huge leaps. LaPierre ended up in the minor leagues and just kind of taking a step back. That's an important guy to monitor in camp. But a four-goal first period, big deal for the Capitals that their young kids were playing better. Milano looks healthy. So I just wanted to throw that out there. But 120 seconds is over.
There we go. You did it.
Here we go. O-line changes. Let's start there for the Commanders yesterday. What did you make of going with Andrew Wiley at right guard, which meant benching Nick Allegretti? We knew that was going to be the case on Friday.
Yep.
And here's what we didn't know. A change at left guard. Brandon Coleman, the third-round pick last year, who played okay at left tackle, who got kicked inside the guard so that they could trade for Laremy Tunsil, who struggled a bit in the first two games, but I certainly didn't think it was benchable levels of bad, ends up getting sat while healthy, a scratch, deactivated, so that former seventh-round pick from a previous regime, Chris Paul, could start over him. And then they go out and they run for 200 yards and they keep Mariota clean for the most part.
I was stunned. So when I first saw or first heard he's inactive, I said, oh, he caught a bug or, you know, there's something we don't know about or whatever.
He actually missed practice time with a shoulder injury this week. So right. When I saw he was inactive, I thought, oh, something flared up. Like they said he was fine, but clearly he wasn't. And something went sideways and there was a regression. But immediately, and to the team's credit, because this is not really how they operate in any way under Adam Peters, they put out there, simultaneous to saying he was out, that this was not health-related. Now, they weren't like outing him as if he was, you know, being benched for a, you know, missing curfew or something.
Right.
But they literally were like, coach's decision. This is not a health thing. I thought that was fascinating. So right away, everyone's like, what?
Huh?
You're benching Brandon Coleman for Chris Paul? Well, it worked.
Sure did.
That was the best they played. How much of that is the Raiders? I don't know. How much of it is the best matchup that they've gotten? Because you played the Giants front and the Packers defensive line, which is a bunch of badasses, first and second round picks. I think that's a factor. I'll bet you Brandon Coleman would have had his best of the three games too. But Chris Paul responded. Andrew Wiley responded. They ran for 174 yards in the first half yesterday.
Yeah, the Wiley substitution made sense to me. I thought he would start at the outset, but I think maybe they were kind of keeping him in reserve in case they needed to use him at swing tackle or something to that effect. But I think now they said, okay, we've seen enough in a good direction, maybe from Connerly, which I don't know, you know, what their data indicates in that regard, but they feel comfortable enough, or maybe that was a way to help improve things for Connerly to have Wiley next to him. So that's what I anticipated happening. So that switch, no big deal to me. Allegretti's your backup kind of at every interior spot, no problem. The Coleman decision, again, not just to say we're going to swap, have Chris Paul, we like the matchup, but inactive so that Ale Cajo could be active or whatever the decision was there. That was really surprising me that he'd be inactive, not a play away, not playing at all, like not eligible to play. That to me is the big leap there.
Linnell said this to me, and I don't. What I said to him is, and I don't know if it makes more sense when I say this, but that if he's not starting, then there's no reason to have him up. You only get a limited number. I think it's three backups basically along the offensive line that you're keeping up anyway.
Mm-hmm.
They need to have.
So Scott was going to play no matter what.
Yes, they need to have multiple position flex. Allegretti's your backup center and guard. And then you have an extra offensive lineman generally who could play tackle.
And was Fant up yesterday? Because he didn't play, obviously. But
yes, Fant.
So that was the
up.
Third guy. There you go.
So and he's your swing tackle.
Mm-hmm.
But the other thing is Wiley could kick outside to tackle, and then you could put Allegretti in at guard. Or Wiley can play guard. Either he could basically play four spots on the offensive line. Allegretti can play three spots on the offensive line. Coleman would only really be able to replace Laremy Tunsil or the left guard spot. There's not really a flex there to him. He hasn't played any right guard. He hasn't really played any right tackle. So as soon as you decide he's not starting, like Chris Paul as an example, is not going to be up, generally speaking, mm-hmm. right? You're either starting or you're not up if you're those guys. So I was not surprised he was deactivated in the sense that...
Once that he wasn't starting,
if,
yeah.
If you would have told me he was getting benched, then he's not playing. But I was shocked that they moved on from him because he's their guy. They just took him in the third round. I mean, this is a... We've claimed him as one of their wins, one of their victories, and it just changes the sight line on what is he. I'm at a training camp a few weeks ago, and I got people telling me he's on the Cosme trajectory, where he was an okay tackle, but you move him into guard, and he's got a chance to be a Pro Bowl-level guard. Maybe they still feel that way. Maybe that's eventually where this thing goes. But right now, he can't start over Chris Paul in their minds. That's what we learned. I actually was in the post-game press conference and asked Dan Quinn about benching Brandon Coleman point blank. This is what he said.
We really made, you know, as competition, the biggest part of it. We made both spots at guard with Nick and Brandon. They're a big part of what we do. But that is the central theme of where we're at. And so we're still in the early days here to get going. And competition's part of who we are in all ways, in all shapes and sizes. So with inside at guard, hey, we're going to go in a different way. That mean where we're at for, you know, not making any statement or message. Trust me on that. This is what we're doing right today. And we'll keep digging, man. That's what competing is about. And you just keep battling to find it. And we'll continue to do that.
So that's ongoing. That's not like a one game reset. It whoever continues to win that competition is the guy.
Yep. Both spots. Yep.
Meaning right guard's up for grabs too.
Mm.
You know, this week it was Wiley over Allegretti, but if Allegretti outperforms him, here's what I really like about this. It's so easy to preach competition when you're getting your guy on the field for someone else's guy. You know, when you're elevating your fourth round pick or your second round pick or whatever, hey, we compete around here. When you're benching your own guy for someone from the previous regime, it just means a little more to me. There is a credibility and a legitimacy to talking about being the best.
You're actually walking the walk, yeah.
Absolutely. And again, would I have benched Coleman after two games at a new position? Probably not. Because we've talked a lot about Josh Connerly and whether they should sit him for a week or two. And it ended up, I think they got by without Max Crosby having been a major issue or concern. But my point is, if all that matters is winning this football game this Sunday, you could reset him. They're going to tell you it's only been two games. His good is better than Coleman's good. Talking about Connerly. I think his bad was probably worse than Coleman's bad. Maybe they would disagree with that. But it's certainly more noticeable because he's on that island at tackle, whereas Coleman's inside and it's just not as obvious. But man, they must have been really frustrated to make this change. They don't do that with their young guys. Who have they benched that they drafted? Who have they demoted effectively? So I just think it was a telling thing. I really do.
Yeah, I smell what you're cooking there. I mean, again, they haven't just said, okay, Ben Sinnott, the job is yours, or Luke McCaffrey, you're getting more reps, and although he broke out this week. But Chris Moore, signed from anywhere, USA, has more looks and more snaps through the first three games than McCaffrey does. So you're right. You are practicing what you preach. Doesn't matter how you got here. You're here. And once you're here, we all need everybody to be buying into this thing. And so guys know, and guys are getting rewarded for the good behavior, so to speak. But I don't know. This is one of those things where I'm going, they won the game. Hard to argue with the results. Who knows, you know, some of the nuance there. If it's just that the Raiders aren't particularly good. They'd been pretty good against the run, though. I'll say that. Well, Washington knocked them around in that regard. But I don't love the idea of not being as patient with Coleman when you couldn't have been more patient last year. You had an opportunity to go out and sign somebody or you know, shore up that left tackle spot. And you left him out there on an island and said, fare thee well, young man. I thought he held his own. And now he's adjusting to a new spot. You know, wouldn't you like him to grow into something? But maybe you don't have time for that as you're kind of competing, hopefully, at the highest level.
Looking at just some of the grading from PFF from yesterday's game, Chris Paul, and again, this is one metric, doesn't tell you a whole lot, had a really, really good game. For the season now, they've got him as an 86 grade. But yesterday, against Vegas, they've got him as an 85.4. Run blocking was the highest on the team. Pass blocking was really good. So they very much liked what they saw. Zero pressures. I'll say this, too. Mariota helps the line a little bit. And this is something when Jaden gets back in there that I think this was not a problem as much last year, but in the first 2 weeks of this year, it is not an area where he's thrived, in my opinion. Ball's got to come out, man. He's got to get rid of the football quickly and quicker. And Mariota did that. There was a decisiveness. Their quick game was on point. How many times did you see, I'm not even sure what they would call it, but those little stick routes where in like a zone, a guy runs like a 7-yard turnaround hitch route where he just is right there flat-footed looking back at the quarterback. It's Terry McLaurin. He hit, you know, a couple of those two or Zach Ertz or whatever. And like on those plays, Mariota knew where he was going with the ball. He gets to the back of a 3-step drop and the ball's coming out of his hand. And it just makes your life so much easier when you're not holding the ball where you know exactly where a guy's going to be in his drop, where he's not dropping to a depth he's not supposed to. I thought he made the life easier for the offensive line yesterday. And when Daniels gets back in there, ideally this weekend against Atlanta, but whenever that is, he needs to turn the fader up on that. Like, that is something I'd like to see him do more of. Take that out of the veteran that you just got to watch play. You're better than him in every way. No one's going to say you're not. But that doesn't mean you can't learn from guys who've just been around for a long time.
For sure, yeah. And it can be helpful to get a second sort of different perspective on something. Go, hey, look at that. Now,
and he made so many plays last year, too. Like some of the amazing plays all year long you get praised for or in the offseason that show up on your top 100 sizzle reel, like where you keep the ball and you roll to your right and you find Terry for 60. That gets in your head and you start thinking about making big, awesome plays. Whereas, you know what passing is just on time. You know, being a step ahead of the defense. And especially in quick game, boom, 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 boom. Mariota does not hesitate.
No, and in a lot of cases, you know, I think maybe that was the desire against Green Bay, for example, but everything's taken away. So there's always different ingredients to it and variables, but I think in general your point's right, where sometimes it doesn't have to be the million-dollar profit. It could be the 50 grand profit. You know what I mean? Like sometimes there's something just available to you, and you know, as you can, it's all down and situation dependent too. You can't on a check down on the first available thing on a 3rd and 15 in a crunch time moment, that doesn't help you to get 4 yards. But yeah, there are probably more opportunities just to cash in something and kind of stay ahead of the sticks, which they did a good job of a lot last year.
If you guys want to hop in, you can. 800-636-1067 is the number. Looking forward to hearing from Dan Quinn at about 3:30 when he addresses the media today. Got a lot of updates to get on injuries. Not sure how helpful he'll be in that regard. But speaking of which, the Commanders have placed a player on injured reserve and have signed a veteran, former high draft pick, and a former starter to their active roster. We'll give you the details on that next as soon as we return on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
First and foremost, just thankful and grateful for just an unbelievable group of guys. Belief is so powerful, and those guys from Monday were just, hey, you got this. And I think that instilled confidence in me to just go out there and just kind of play my game. But it was cool to see kind of all three phases come together, and it's a great stepping stone for us as we move forward in the season.
Marcus Mariota, after his most recent excellent outing. He's 3-for-3 in getting to play in this offense for Cliff Kingsbury. And yesterday, he was on point. You take the four drops out of the equation, that would have been a 19 of 21 passing day for well over 250 yards for Marcus Mariota with a couple of touchdowns. Welcome back. Grant and Danny on the Fan. 41-24, Washington pummeled the Raiders by 17. That means, Danny, they've played two home games. And for all of our listeners that go out to Landover to Northwest Stadium, they've seen them beat the Giants by 15 and the Raiders by 17. 2-0 with a plus 32 differential at home this season. Take the Thursday nighter in Green Bay out of the equation for a moment. Just what you've seen live and in person if you haven't made any road trips.
Yeah.
That leads to wanting to go back to the stadium, wanting to be there. They've sold both of those games out. They announced this past week that their season tickets are no longer available. Anybody who wants to hop in this year, they basically, the allotment that they had for this season have all been sold. When you're 9-2 in your last 11 home games, that happens.
Exactly right. And you covered how I was going to go. I saw that tweet for the team as well. 9-2 in their last 11 home games, which is a stark departure from what it used to be. You've seen many 2-9 stretches, I believe. You could zoom in on any, you know, year and a half stretch, and you've seen them lose a whole bunch at home, probably in embarrassing fashion. So, you know, you take your home field, as you said, send your fans home happy. You can't win every game. It's, you know, not statistically possible, and nobody does. But that sort of thing helps build something where when you pay that money to go to that place in person and all the expensive beer and the outrageous parking costs and everything that goes with it, and you leave a happy customer, that's how you build something.
Yeah, if you have a fun, good experience at the stadium, pretty quickly, I would assume, you're going to want to go back. Whereas if they were 2-9 in their last 11, and those stretches have happened for sure around
Absolutely.
These parts, you know, it's not as fun to pay the money and to go out there and to spend the entire day and get the babysitter for a couple $100 and, you know, to be out at Northwest Stadium for 7 hours or whatever it is when you account some tailgating and the length of the game. Well, let's get into the injuries that the Commanders are dealing with right now. They are bountiful. So on offense, John Bates hopefully comes back for Atlanta, top blocking tight end. They ended up running all over the place and not needing him in a 200-yard rushing performance. But he's one of the better blocking tight ends in the league. Noah Brown not available. I know there was some concern about the receiver position without him. Luke McCaffrey, a career game with a touchdown and 50-plus yards and 3 catches in the fourth quarter. Now you've got Terry McLaurin dealing with a quad, so we'll see what Dan Quinn has to say about that when he talks to the media here this hour, but that's all on the offensive side of the ball. On defense is really where I think you got to worry more because it's all isolated in the secondary, man. Marshawn Lattimore came off the field, was checked for a concussion, apparently didn't have one, so hopefully no change there. They lose Will Harris, who's been placed on injured reserve with a broken bone in his leg. Trey Amos, their second-round pick and rookie, left the game with an injury. And so at one point in time, because you lost Harris, Amos, Percy Butler, they had Tyler Owens, Noah Igbinoghene, Jeremy Reeves, and I'm trying to think of who the last one was.
Antonio Hamilton?
Antonio Hamilton out there in the secondary because they were missing four guys. Today, they have signed Darnell Savage, Danny. Savage, for people that don't remember, he's a 28-year-old former Maryland Terrapin way back when. He was drafted by the Green Bay Packers early. He was actually the 21st pick in the draft back in 2019. Bit of a disappointment considering that. Only got the one contract, didn't get an extension in Green Bay. They did pick up the option and keep him around for a fifth year. He was basically a full-time starter with the Packers throughout his rookie contract. Then he went to Jacksonville and started in 2024. Only played a couple games in Jacksonville last, the beginning of this season, and was on the street after having been released. So he had not started and had basically played special teams twice. But Washington's now bringing him in for depth at safety.
Yeah, he was a starter in 2024 in Jacksonville. And then last year, only a couple games, part-timer, and sort of that was that. So, yeah, you're available towards the end of September for a reason.
He started 13 games last year for Jacksonville.
Yeah, in 24, yeah.
The two games were this year.
Right, what did I say? Did I mess that up?
You were saying he played two games last year.
Oh, apologies. I probably misspoke. Yeah, but last year was a starter, and you know, this year, not much doing, was a part-timer this year is what I was trying to say. I'm sure I said it wrong. But you're available at this point in the year, not because everything's great, but beggars can't be choosers. I mean, they have so many injuries at this point. One is a little bit longer term. Will Harris gone for at least four games. It's probably more. Again, it's not like I've done the exam, but it sort of sounds like that. We talk about broken bone somewhere in the leg. Guys are beat up at this point, and it seems to always kind of get concentrated in one spot, and this is the spot at the moment.
The broken bone is one where you hear that in the leg. It sounds like the Ovi thing, like what Ovi dealt with and came back very quickly. You never know, right?
Right.
Like hockey and football are fairly similar in terms of the violence and the physicality and some of that stuff. Skating, you know, being on ice and basically on the razor blade. It's a little bit different, but not knowing what I don't know, Dan Quinn's going to speak in a minute. It just depends on how much of a fracture there is, I would guess.
Right.
Like if it's a hairline thing where, yeah, it's a break, but maybe it is 4, 6, 8 weeks, something like that. If it's a really bad fracture, then the lengthy recovery can linger, and next thing you know, you don't have him for the majority of the rest of the season. I do think that's a huge loss, though. They brought him in to be Jeremy Chinn, and he had a great camp. I know there have been a few moments against the Green Bay Packers and in this past game where there's some communicational stuff maybe that doesn't go perfectly, but I think whatever they were going to become as a secondary, he was going to be a big part of, and you know, one of the reasons why they got it right, because he's a talker on the back end, and him and Bobby Wagner communicating well in the kind of the back seven, so to speak. So I felt good about him after just watching him in practice. He's also a really, really good dude. I talked about this after the Dietrich Wise injury.
Mm-hmm.
This is one of those things as I get older and around the game longer that matters to me. These true professional guys that are just mensches, like decent human beings, and then they suffer these injuries. It stinks because he signed a deal coming over from New Orleans where you're trying to find the next place you can stay for 5 to 7 years. And indoctrinate yourself into a program and become someone that Quinn and Witt feel like they can't live without. And it's just harder to become that guy, so to speak, when
it's derailed after 3 weeks.
Yeah. Yeah.
Totally. Absolutely. So it stinks on multiple levels, the human and for the team as well, because he's solid. I mean, I think, you know, the idea that he would be, you know, super dynamic and force a bunch of fumbles and intercept some passes and sack the quarterback here and there, it's kind of not his game. I don't think he's more of a, you know, glorified linebacker, box safety, coming downhill, make a couple of tackles. I don't know if he was great in coverage. I think he was better maybe than some thought, but not a world beater in that regard. But he was their starter. And so now, all of a sudden, it's more Jeremy Reeves than you planned on. I mean, it's not quite to the Reed Dowdy level, but you're getting there. Revo will be on the field a whole bunch. I actually thought he was pretty good in the game yesterday. Owens is just a freak of nature in terms of build. Someone that's that big and that fast shouldn't be, but there he is. But how refined is he as a safety? But we're going to find out. I mean, it's one of those things where your best laid plans, again, you get punched right in the mouth, and how are you going to account for it? What are you going to do? How can we cover in the sense that both how do we cover receivers, but also how can you kind of account for that, right? Does that mean you blitz even less for a team that doesn't seem to blitz a ton as is their want, right? So now, you know, what's the balance there to not get exposed, but also kind of be solid enough to get the ball back for this offense? Because they're one of three teams with no turnovers yet.
Zero takeaways.
Zero.
Ball is life. That's kind of what they preach. Now, the really good news for them is they don't turn the ball over very much either. Marcus Mariota's fumble, I think, was their first turnover of the season. And then it turned out that the rest of the way, they didn't have any. So they're minus one for the year because they have zero takeaways and they have that one turnover through 12 quarters. If you're not going to get any takeaways, I guess you can make that work by never turning the ball over. It's like a hitter who strikes out a lot. If you draw a lot of walks and you have power and
then
you get on
even,
base,
I guess.
Then it all works itself out, James Wood style. Let's go to Elijah in D.C. on Grant and Danny. What's up, Elijah?
What's going on, fellas? Thanks for taking my call.
Hey, buddy.
I'm so happy that the team looked how they looked, man. Just you just want to look strong, and you want to be able to say, with certain competition, just like, we're the better squad. We're not going to mess around. For my money, man, I think Amos is my number one corner. And that was kind of, for me, that was decided for me last game. I don't know if you remember, they had a bad breakdown on a deep shot that Love threw. Even so, I think Von Miller threw his hands up like, we're not set. I want to call a timeout. They didn't acknowledge the timeout, and he just heaves the ball. And to have a rookie be able to say, we don't know what's going on, but I have the makeup to say, I know I'm going to get deep and I'm going to knock this ball out. And for him to make that play without having maybe certain coaching, or I'm not a defensive back or coach, but that for me was like, wow, that's eye-opening for a rookie to be maybe in a situation that a team said, we're going to go after him because they don't know what's going on. I really enjoyed that. And I think if with his skill set, if they allow him to really trail number ones at this point, I think he could pay dividends for that entire room, much like what they're trying to do with Connolly. You say, well, he's got the skill set, just roll him out there. And I think his ability to be smooth in certain spots, you can't beat that. And I think I want to know how long before the organization just looks back and say, you know what, if we reshuffle this deck a little bit, even with Revo coming in, I knew he was going to come in and make a big play. I was like, oh, he's going to hit somebody before this game.
But he's
over.
Just so physical.
That's what it does, yeah. Appreciate
kind of Energizer Bunny. I love what they've got in Amos. I'll double down on that. People were frustrated yesterday that he didn't pick that pass where they were like playing popcorn. There was two DBs there. Uh-huh. And it's like, how on earth do they not come up with an interception? But when you watch that play back, that's really good DB play. He's got great coverage. He's reaching around the receiver with his palm toward the quarterback, kind of bats the ball up in the air to himself to give himself a chance. Now, he's being yanked to the ground. Might have been Jacoby Myers. I don't remember who it is. But he's basically being pulled to the ground at that point. And instead of being able to intercept the pass, he can't. Otherwise, I think he picks the ball off. But he basically played it to himself. It was awesome.
Great play. Yeah, all I can ask for my defensive backs is that you're in the neighborhood where if there's the slightest off tick, where the slightest, you know, misplay by the receiver, or the slight, because listen, the league is built to allow passes to be completed, rather. I mean, guys do it at a 65% clip. It's almost like that the league average is in the mid-60s. So more often than not, it's to your disadvantage. You need to be there. It's like you already used a baseball analogy. It's like a hitter. All you're doing is, all you can really do is wait for a mistake. Guys throw 100 with, you know, 19 inches of run, or guys throw hammer breaking balls that are faster than fastballs were 15 years ago, or splitters or cutters. Well, everything's nasty. You just wait around and take advantage of a mistake. And that's what cornerback play is to me. That's what secondary play is. And he's right there. And that's kind of all I can ask for, is that you're in that position. Whether you come up with it or not is, you know, one of those 50-50 type propositions.
800-636-1067. We'll have the lines open for you after a Commanders win, a second time in three games at home. There are questions about the secondary, about Terry McLaurin's quad. Let's hear what Dan Quinn had to say about those injuries as soon as we return next. Plus, we'll get you a double play on G&D on the Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet, bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
With Danny, I'm Grant. This is The Fan. Thank you for making the show part of your day. We'll get to our double play. What's going on in our lives? Nothing to do with sports. In just a minute, the press conference of Dan Quinn today came and went. He said that Jaden Daniels is day-to-day after missing week one with a knee injury. That's via Ben Standing. Well, it wasn't week one. Typo. Week three with a knee injury. So that's all Quinn had to offer until Wednesday. I don't know why they're doing this day-to-day thing. They did this last week, but here's what I know. When the injury was sustained, nobody was really expecting that he was going to play this past week, and then they did the big charade that went all week long. I've always thought the Atlanta game is more interesting, which is coming up Sunday. I think the way Marcus Mariota played, the way the offense looked, and the fact that you're going to be a road favorite going to Atlanta buys you a little more time to be very, very careful here. So while they made it seem all week long like he would almost certainly play in this game, and the big question was last week's game, I'm not convinced of that. I think there's a very good chance that Mariota starts for the second time in as many weeks against a former employer. This one would be even more personal for him because they benched him and then he rolled out and they kind of assassinated his character on the way out the door.
This feels like a revenge game situation.
A little bit. But I mean, am I crazy to say that how well he played and how much the offense cooked when your quarterback is wearing a knee brace the size of a freaking bookshelf. I don't know if you guys saw the pictures or the videos yesterday of Jaden Daniels. He was wearing big baggy sweatpants, but I was kind of
staring to get around the knee brace
as best I could at some of these freeze frame pictures that were out there. I mean, he's got a huge, huge knee brace on, obviously. I've not seen him in person wearing a knee brace in a locker room or anything like that, but he walked on a video that I watched on Twitter through the bowels of the stadium yesterday with a massive knee brace on. I'm going to assume he's not playing until I hear otherwise. In terms of this week, I'm just talking about this football game.
No, I smell what you're cooking. It's happening. Time is a flat circle, dude. We're doing the quarterback and the knee brace thing. 106.7, the knee brace. It's all over again. But yes, I understand why they're doing day to day to a degree. They love their subterfuge. They love thinking they know something that the rest of the world doesn't get to know, et cetera. But I am with you in the sense that there is a sigh of relief that the offense was able to function, right? That they and they did pretty well. Damn well, actually, I would say. But if you'd lost that game when you're 1-2, now you're kind of looking at the clock going, okay, NFC team coming up here. This is the team we might be competing with for the playoffs. They're not playing well right now, but maybe, you know, that 9-8 type window, that 10-7 window.
Well, I wonder if that's
window.
Part of it too, Danny. Like, the Falcons get shut out by the Panthers, who aren't good. They lose 30-0. Penix is playing terribly. He gets benched because he throws two horrible, like, day one interceptions. It's such a week-to-week league that you should base none of your decision on how Atlanta looked last week. Because you only have to go back to the game before that on Monday night against the Vikings, and their defense looked like
the 85 Bears.
Buzzsaw.
Yeah.
So they could very easily come out at home, play an inspired game, and beat you. But I'm not saying the fact that the Falcons look so bad should be a factor. What I am saying is the fact that it's kind of how I felt about the Raiders game, honestly. Like, the fact that you should win without Jaden Daniels allows you to maybe be a little bit more aggressive in demanding his being 100%.
Mm-hmm.
And the win you got, now being 2-1, buys you a little bit of time as well. Yeah, you're right. If they were 1-2 and they lost that game, maybe there is more of an urgency. You're not, though. You're 2-1, and you're playing a team a lot like the two teams you've beaten, frankly.
Yeah, we talk about this with sports all the time. You know, think of the opposite of this in 2019 for the Nationals. They started off so terribly. We basically said at the time, if you'd like to have a season, you have to go on an unbelievable run. You left yourself no margin for error. Well, it turns out they did, and all went great. But the reverse is true. If you start off well, you build yourself a moat, right? Where you, let's say for the sake of argument, you start off 4-1, 5-1, then you can drop a game or two and still have a season. They did that last year. We saw it, right? When Daniels was banged up with the rib and he wasn't himself, you lose three games in a row, and you can have those, let's rally, you know, Dan Quinn getting everybody rah-rahed all together. But you built yourself a nice little start, something that was sustainable enough where you could afford, quote-unquote, to drop a game or two and still have a really nice season. They set a win total that hadn't been reached in 30-plus years despite a three-game losing streak last year. Just gives you the idea of how important it is to bank a win or two. The fact that you did that make just everything breeze a little bit, everybody breathes a little bit easier, just makes everything or a little bit less urgent.
Other Dan Quinn notes, he mentioned that Will Harris did in fact break his fibula, so that's the same bone that Ovi broke. Dr. Tobes, I was just conferring with, says it's the bone behind the shin, non-weight bearing. This is the one you want to break? I guess you don't.
If there is such a thing, yeah.
Hold on, Obama style. Let me be clear. You don't want to break any bones, I think, right? We could say that. You don't want to break any bones. But if you're going to break a bone in your leg, you want it to be the fibula. So maybe he comes back sooner than it being like a season ender type deal. He's on IR now. Obviously, you could return players from IR. And Quinn also said today that Marshawn Lattimore did clear the concussion protocol. So it shouldn't be any kind of lingering issue for him moving forward. So that's some help in the secondary. Time for our double play. What's going on in our lives? Nothing to do with sports.
So you and me, that's GP, and I'm old Randy Duye. We do our co-pair maneuver. These guys have been unbelievable, supporting us for so many years. And I've had a nice little breakthrough recently. But they had left over at my last visit, GP. They had like an open house over there, the Alexandria location. And they gave me an idea that I had never used before, and I'm a huge fan now. So I drink, and you can see this on the YouTube chat, I drink a lot of the afternoons. I do some iced coffee, and I'll mix it with our protein drinks, right? It's sort of a way to, you know, curb a craving, have a little snack, get some extra protein in, et cetera. I do that all the time. I thought I was an innovator, but that's been done before. Here's the new bit that I am all about. It feels downright luxurious. So you take the, whether if you use a vanilla powder, you would use chocolate, right? Because I know you're a big chocolate guy. And you mix it with one of those like bubbly non-soda sodas. One of the brands is Bubbly or LaCroix or something like that. You mix that together. I'm telling you, it tastes like a luxurious like Italian soda or like an orange creamsicle if you've ever had something like that. It's like dessert. It's my new obsession. So I've done that a couple times and it's now like, okay, special treat. Look at you. It's my new hotness. I'm asking you as a friend and compatriot, joining me on this journey, GP.
Yes.
Give that a try. Try one of those sodas that, frankly, aren't that tasty, right? Just by themselves. It's like the soda substitute that people trying to be healthy will drink.
Yeah.
And you mix the chocolate powder in there, and all of a sudden you're like, okay, this is actually pretty damn good.
So I'm willing to try it. I will give it a whirl.
Give it a shot.
What if you made one for me?
I would do that for you.
Next time you bring yourself in, one, you bring one for your guy.
I will do that for you.
And I'll just give it a whirl and see what I think.
I'll do it for you.
Because it's just one of those things I don't even know where I would start. But it sounds easy enough. I just got to figure that out.
I did two different ones. So I had an orange Michael Bublé soda. Bubbly is the name of the brand. And that was the orange creamsicle, which is amazing.
I think I'm out on orange creamsicle.
You would never do it
yeah.
just because you don't understand stuff, and it's delicious, incredible. The second one I did was the pamplemousse, the most popular Le Croix. I did that one.
Okay.
And that was delicious also. I don't know what that was like. That was its own thing, but I was very happy with it.
By the way, LaCroix people love LaCroix.
They'll talk about LaCroix. Yes, they do.
It's not quite like on the level of CrossFit, but it's really close.
There's a lot of crossover there too. No pun intended.
It probably is, actually. The LaCroix guy and the CrossFit guy are often on the Venn diagram. Like,
What's up? What's up with you?
The LaCroix? Inner circle. The same guy. Let's go blitzing next. The teams in town you care the most about. Plus, here we go. This will be fun. After the blitz, a little after 4:25, Jalen Lane's on the show. Punt returner for your Washington Commanders. Hashtag Hiahokee. 90-yard punt return for a touchdown yesterday. We'll talk to Jalen Lane coming up in about 30 minutes right here on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet, bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.